Don't get tangled in much doing. Instead, get purposeful in doing much. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to talk about making purposeful choices to do what needs to be done and finding the ways that you can join God in all that He is doing.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few minutes each day just to create a path for walking out our place and purpose. I am Catherine Lang, Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I believe that you were designed on purpose and for a purpose. I'm here to encourage you to do what you need to do, what is uniquely your design, so that you can make your place and purpose so you can fulfill all that you're called to be. But it's up to you. You're the only one that can bring your big dreams to life. I can encourage you to take the better actions. I can encourage you to move in the right direction. I can encourage you to keep going. It fuels my own pursuit of big dreams to be an encouragement for you in the pursuit of your big dreams. But still, it's going to come back to you. It is up to you to fulfill all that you're designed to be. It's important to do what you need to do and to keep your focus on your big dreams so that you don't get tangled up in the much doing, you know, much distractions, much hole digging, much just off the mark kind of swinging. I was sharing with a friend about all the things I had done the day before and how I was still tired from all that I had done, and he was smiling. You know, one of those smiles, right? I knew what that smile meant, but I asked. And when he answered me, he was smiling even more. And he offered a question of his own. How much of what you did actually moved you closer to where you want to be? His question forced me to look at what I had been doing and to be honest about the stuff. Even before he had asked, I already knew. Deep down, I knew. You always know. You know, I had been distracted with much doing. Very active in the chaos and busyness of it all, while avoiding intentional actions towards purpose. That's how it works. We get so busy and much doing that we can avoid doing what we know to do. It's the art of being busy but not getting anything done. Now, sometimes we do it to avoid the change we're seeking. Sometimes it's because we've been tricked into believing the much doing is too important not to do. Sometimes we do it because we haven't yet learned that it's busy work and not purpose work. But no matter the reason, when you invest your energy in something that accomplishes nothing but only uses up your time and resources, then you're not going to have anything left over to intentionally invest in what you want to do. Don't get tangled in the much doing. Be focused so that you will be positioned to be purposeful for doing much. You are called. You're called to do so much. You're called to join forces with God, to join God in what He's doing. You have a specific place in His purpose. He reveals His work, and that is your invitation to join Him. When you see God at work, then it is up to you to join Him in what He's doing. Keep in mind that God is never surprised about what is going on in or around your life. You never make a decision that leaves God scratching His head and proclaiming, "Well, I didn't see that coming." There is a meme going around right now on social media. It says, "When God put a calling on your life, He already factored in your stupidity." That makes me giggle. Because we often think that the decisions that we made keep us from being able to fulfill what God has designed for us. We think that what we did, the road we took, the path that we have made, is never going to lead us back to God's unique design. We think that we've caught God off guard or something. But God knows you, and God still invites you to join Him. God knows where you are right now. God understands your uniqueness. God is not limited. If God is all these things, then God is never going to invite you to join him in something he doesn't know you're designed to do. Because God designed you, and because God can see it all. You are created to be a part of God's work. And when you choose to be obedient to that creating, and to the Creator, then you will live your full possibilities. So first, be watching. Remember, you're going to find what you're looking for. If you're persistently looking for God at work, then you're going to consistently find God at work. I took a 40-day challenge a while back, and part of the challenge was giving something away every day. Now, when you're at home with your sons most of the day, every single day, all day, then it can be a challenge finding an opportunity to give something to someone outside of your immediate circle, and that's part of the challenge. So I began actively looking for those opportunities to give, and the more I looked, the more I found, and often in really unexpected places and definitely unexpected ways. The more focused I became on the Word, the more focused my giving became. When you are invested in obeying God, and when you seek to join Him where He is working, then you find the chances to join Him all around you. Second, be ready. The moment you see God at work is the moment you're invited to join Him. The time is now, so be prepared to move. I had been praying about a situation in my life. I was investing in the Word, studying the Word, and I was letting the Word guide me to understand the situation in my life and for my life and help me understand the choices I needed for moving forward. A few days later, I was talking with one of the leaders in the church, and she offered me an opportunity. My standard response had always been, "Let me pray about it." The words were on the tip of my tongue when it dawned on me that I had been praying about it. It was the exact thing I had been praying about. Here was God showing me at work. Here was an opportunity that fit exactly what I had been praying about. And I was hesitating, well, almost hesitated. When I realized what was going on, that's when I said yes. No hesitation after that. You have to be ready to join God at work when He reveals His work to you, and He's going to reveal it when you're looking for it. The third thing is to be discerning. You're going to see a lot of opportunities, but you have to be certain that they are your opportunities. They are not just good, they're God. They're the best choices for your place and purpose. We live in a world of 24/7 noise and chaos, but also a world of continuous opportunity overload. I mentioned before about the opportunity I had at church. The reason I was in the habit of saying I'll pray about it was because a while back I had been presented with an opportunity. It looked good. It looked like it was right up my alley. Everybody around me told me it was what I was supposed to be doing. So I made the choice to say yes. Hoo-wee! I got it caught in something that seemed good, but it ate up my time and energy for all the other things. Things that I knew specifically I was supposed to be doing that really stirred my heart and ignited my heart seed. But I couldn't walk away until after my commitment was completed. That's why I started telling people I wanted to pray about the opportunity. I wanted to make sure I was in alignment. But when you're already invested in your alignment, when you know your uniqueness, when you're focused on your obedience in God and obedience through God, then you're prepared. It's important to be discerning about the choices you make. The fourth thing is to be realistic. God can do anything, but God does not do everything. You're not going to receive everything you want or desire. The journey is about aligning your heart with His will. In His will, all things are possible. But the only way to stay in His will is by investing in His Word consistently and persistently for your journey. Our emotions and our feelings are going to overwhelm the better choices if we aren't grounded in the Word. When I was little, my mother would give us the Sears catalog, and she'd let us go through and pick out what we wanted for Christmas. And I'd spend hours flipping through the pages, circling what I wanted, you know, marking the pages with tape or with, you know, folding them down, whatever it took. I wanted Mom to know what I wanted. I never got everything I asked for, but I kept asking year after year. As I got older, I began to shift my focus from what I wanted to what I needed, and even began to take into consideration the giver more than the gift. We have to be in this place in our personal journey where we're more focused on the giver, God, than the gift that we're getting from Him. We want to be able to shift from what we want to what we need for walking out our place in His purpose. Finally, be protected and protective. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can walk through this life protected. But also be protected of your place and purpose by consistently investing in knowing your uniquenesses and entrusting that knowledge to people that are as protective about your heart as you are. Know how that you fit into God's design. My son worked out a plan for his next step, something that he really wanted to do for his life. And he could see this being something that he needed to do. He prayed about it. And he took a few steps, a little bit at a time, to begin to make that plan a reality. And then he told someone. And that someone didn't have his faith, didn't have his focus, and definitely didn't have his best interests at heart. That someone said things that could have crushed my son. And they almost crushed my son. Words that people put on you can do more to hold you back from living your place and purpose than just about anything else you're going to encounter. So you have to be protective of your possibilities, and you also have to protect yourself on the journey. We each have a place in God's purpose, and when we see God at work, then it is our invitation from Him to join Him in what He's doing. Be watching, be ready, be discerning, be realistic, be protected, and protective. You are called to join, but you have to make the choice to join God at work. Learn the how of your place and purpose when you understand your unique elements, and then you follow the directions of your map. You can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where you're going. And you can't know where you're going without a map. But even with a map, if you don't follow the directions provided, the map will not do much to get you where you want to go. It might get you moving, but it won't actually get you anywhere. The first time I drove out of town, I didn't have a map. We knew our destination, but not how to get there. We spent most of the night driving around a very small area, close to where we needed to be, but never finding it. It wasn't until we got a map from a convenience store employee that we were finally able to get to our location. And it was scary not knowing. It was a waste just driving around. It was frustrating to be so close but not able to get there. If you're going to live out your place and purpose, then you have to stop being invested in much doing. So today's challenge is about building the habit for getting much done instead of being just busy with much doing. 1, define what needs doing. 2, break it down into little bits. 3, make a purposeful choice to do one little bit. 4, keep investing in the little bits. The more you practice the little bits, the more they're going to add up to getting much done. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we have been learning about the how part of our place and purpose. Each step that we've been taking is moving us a little bit closer to living out our extraordinary. I'm excited to hear about your story of possibility living, so join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page, and you can connect with me there, and you can share your accomplishments, your overcomings, and of course, any questions that you have. And if you've missed any of the Place and Purpose episodes, you can watch, listen, and engage at growinghoperadio.com. And remember, all of these episodes are based off the book Place and Purpose, which you can find on the website or at harnessyourwhy.com. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose, and you will live that purpose when you make the choice to walk it out. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.